Hello, everybody. Welcome to Free China Pod for December 15th, 2019. What's up, dude?
Sup. We haven't talked in maybe like...
Sup, man.
Oh, man. Oof. Even though we just talked for like an hour and a half before the pod.
Well, you know, sometimes you're just talking, boys. Sharing memes, trying to take pictures of...
Oh, yeah.
...of Lai. Old Bill Lai.
Maybe that wasn't him. Who knows?
Maybe. I don't know. I really wish I would have got down there to see it, though. But it was so fast. I saw all the cars pull up, and then by the time I went down out of the elevator and, like, grabbed my camera, they were leaving. So, oh, well. I almost met someone famous tonight, but don't worry about it. It's fine. Next time.
Oh, wow.
So, you got something you want to talk about? You want me to start?
I could start. There was another spate of anti-Semitic attacks in France as the continent becomes more radical. That's all.
What happened?
Somebody vandalized the cemetery. They spray-painted swastikas.
I did see that. I didn't know it was in France. It's pretty fucking stupid. People are assholes.
It's very ironic because there are so few Jews in France. The fact that they would target Jews were like they're like the least influential, smallest social minority in the entire country. Like, France has like a migration crisis with people coming from northern African countries and from Syria. They've got European issues with people coming from Eastern Europe to work there that locals might be upset at. And like, who's the scapegoat they choose? Like, whoever's doing these attacks, the Jews. Like, what century are you living in that you're still blaming Jews for societal ills?
Old habits die hard, I suppose. But, yeah.
It's so backwards. And, like, I mean, a lot of the rise, some people are attributing it to... It's not important. Let's stop talking about it. It's stupid. And racism, discrimination are awful. Period.
Yep. No place for it. On the other side of the world, well, two sides of the world... Trump announced on Friday that he's made a deal with Zhongguo, which is the new name I have for Zhongguo, which is middle dog.
About what?
They reached phase one, a limited part of a deal to end the trade war. So this includes cancellation of new tariffs that were supposed to take place today, which were like 15%. Tariffs on electronic goods manufactured in China, cell phones, laptops.
I just wanted to rant for a second. Mm-hmm. This pisses me off more than anything else. Donald Trump has pretended so long that these tariffs were a big deal. These were the only tariffs that really mattered to the Chinese. These tariffs on electronic goods, particularly on consumer electronics. These were the things that the Chinese were worried about. So, of course, he more than likely gave away way more than we needed to, and he's pandering to them. And he never even put on the most painful tariffs that he could have. Like, these were the things that mattered. So if he really wanted to extract concessions, we should have at least run with tariffs from the very start on Chinese telecommunication products like cell phones and Chinese electronic consumer goods. These were the tariffs he should have started with. But he's a coward, and he's got a sickening infatuation with Xi Jinping, so...
Agreed.
I just have to say, I'm ashamed to have such a weak, sickening man as a president.
It's very disappointing. But, so they're apparently now working towards phase two, whatever that means. They said it's going to begin immediately.
Yeah, I get it. It's completely secret for all the Republicans complain about. Secret behind closed doors meetings. Donald Trump has conducted this entire thing in the most opaque way possible.
Yep.
We have a new Mao.
Yep. Trump basically tweeted that it's an amazing deal for all. He also said that...
Oh, like the one with North Korea where nothing happened?
Where they just kept developing nuclear warheads. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. It's hot stuff.
You getting a handy from Kim Jong-un does not count as a good deal for America. Sorry, Donald Trump.
You getting your ego fluffed. Well, he said that China has agreed to, quote, many structural changes and purchases of agricultural product. Sick. Energy
and
manufacturing goods. Yeah, but he gave no details on that. There's no details.
So it's going to be a whole bunch of one-time purchases for food that they don't have enough of, like pork.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to give them everything they want.
Yep, that's right. Not to mention that, especially for electronic goods, none of those should be in America anyway. They're a national security risk. So
absolutely. But Donald Trump is a traitor to the American Constitution and gives aid to our enemies. So
and we're asking for bare minimum. I mean, again, China dropped their 25% tariffs that they were going to put if we put in the 15% on our end that was supposed to go in today. So all of that's a wash. But the U.S. said that they demanded that China drop the requirement that companies provide IP/tech secrets to government as a condition of doing business in China, which, again, we should be decoupling, not asking them to do things that they're not going to do anyway. I don't understand how anyone can believe any of this shit. Please, we need to get rid of all this deal. Like, this deal stuff is a joke. We need to not do anything with them until they stop doing human rights violations and stop threatening to invade some of our top allies in the region.
Absolutely.
But last thing on that, Wang Shouwen, who is China's vice commerce minister, said that the deal represents a significant progress in ending the trade war. And apparently now, you know, as we go into phase two, et cetera, they're going to gradually reduce the tariffs. Supposedly, we'll see. I mean, who knows? Trump really doesn't seem to ever have a plan. So maybe he goes back on this. Maybe Xi does something that upsets him. I mean, I don't know why he's not upset about the upwards between 1 and 3 million Uyghurs that are locked up there. All the people
he doesn't
who
care about anyone except him and his stupid family.
Yeah. He only cares about his money and his legacy, which at least one of those is not going to be good.
Well, he's the worst president in American history, and it's pretty obvious. He's done absolutely nothing for almost 4 years, and he's about to be the third president in U.S. history to be impeached. And if some of these people, like John Bolton, have the courage to come and testify, then he will be removed from office, almost certainly.
We'll see. I mean,
if John Bolton were to testify, it would be over. I think. I still think. I said that on the pod before.
Yeah, I still don't have as much faith as you do in the Republican Party, but we'll see. We will see.
I think John Bolton could bring down the president.
There's potential. I don't have a lot of hope. I don't have any faith in the Republicans. For instance, McConnell just went on, I believe it was Fox News, but on one of the cable news channels, and said that he is going to not do his job, which is to be a juror. So for anyone that doesn't know, the way that impeachment works is that the House will basically create these charges, and then the Senate is supposed to work as a jury, basically, and listen to the arguments and then decide whether the president is guilty or not. And McConnell, who is the majority leader in the Senate, has straight up on television multiple times now said that he's taking his marching orders from Trump. So he will call the White House and ask him what
himself.
To do.
He should resign from the Senate.
And this is the thing that pisses me off, is where are the Democrats on this? Where's Nancy fucking Pelosi? Where's Chuck Schumer, old Cucky Schumer up in New York, just sitting on his fucking hands? Give me a fucking break, man. You should be on TV every day saying this man should be stepping down. He is not performing his duties.
Absolutely.
As the Constitution says. But no, the Democrats are weak as all get out. They're just going to sit there and they're going to let it happen. And then when it's over and maybe Trump gets a boost in the polls because they don't convict him, they're going to say, oh, well, what could we have done? Maybe you could have grown a fucking backbone.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully we get Bernie next year and we don't have to worry about this at all.
We can only hope.
It's the end of this nightmare. This nightmare.
We can only hope. We're living in fucking bizarre land. You got other stuff, buddy?
Just in relation to that, the Bernie blackout that we I sent you the information about that.
Mm-hmm.
Very sick stuff. Switching over to China, which you mentioned yesterday, just want to mention that as Germany, or I should say as the CDU, as Angela Merkel, laid out the plan to use Huawei-based telecommunications devices to load out their 5G network,
mm-hmm.
that basically the Bundestag said that, and her party, no less, unrolled the bill to basically ban Huawei equipment from being used, saying that they could refuse to use use or purchase any equipment if it came from questionable sources, and it could be used to compromise security.
That would be the definition
of
Huawei
security. Yeah, exactly. So I mean, this was done deliberately, and there's a revolt against her. I don't know. Again, just like Donald Trump, you have some of these leaders who are just sycophants. For Chinese money, they'll do anything.
It's gross, but at least there's pushback.
Yeah, exactly. Popular pushback.
Mm.
And I think it's the same thing in Congress. Nobody supports Donald Trump in the way that he deals with China, especially. I mean, there's like a couple of these weirdos, but like you can see with the Hong Kong bill, Republicans and Democrats are pretty much united on this, as is most of the world. It's just like these weak leaders who are afraid of pissing off the chairman of the Chinese Communist Party. Like, what a sickening thing to say.
Yeah.
That an American president would be afraid of a chairman of the Communist Party. Disgusting. Like, Ronald Reagan would stomp on Donald Trump's face if he heard something like that. And I'm not a Reagan fan, but this is treason to their party.
Certainly is, bud.
That's all I got.
Stay with China, I guess, or China-related news real quick, and then I'll talk about some of the other stuff. There's a footballer, a soccer player.
Oh, Mesut Ozil.
Yeah, he came out and made a statement about East Turkestan on Instagram.
What did he say?
I'll read you. Here's the full quote. So he said, East Turkestan, the bleeding wound of the Ummah. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that word right. I don't know if
Ummah.
U-M-M-A-H. It means community.
Yeah, I know what it means.
Resisting against the persecutors trying to separate them from their religion. They burned the Qurans. They shut down their mosques. They banned their schools. They killed their holy men. The men are forced into camps, and their families are forced to live with Chinese men. The women are forced to marry Chinese men, but Muslims are silent. They won't make a noise. They have abandoned them. Don't they know that giving consent for persecution is persecution itself?
Here's how I feel about that. I feel like this isn't a Muslim issue. This is a human rights issue. But the fact that there are so many Muslim countries who are not very strong on human rights, but are strong on Muslim issues, that haven't said anything is pretty appalling. Like Indonesia has barely said anything. Malaysia, and these countries are super outspoken. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but a lot of Indonesia's and Malaysia are famous for some of the provinces still exercising like originalist Sharia law, where people are beaten in the streets for like kissing in public and stuff like that. And these countries are silent on this issue.
Saudi, they behead people in the public square.
It's a good example.
Yeah.
Nobody says anything though, because Chinese money.
It's all about the money. It's all about the money, Lebowski. It's gross. I would like to say that I'm glad he's saying something, but I do have to dock him points for being an Erdogan supporter.
Is he really an Erdogan supporter?
Erdogan was at his the best man at his wedding, from what I read.
Well, then yeah, forget him. First, I mean, he's a footballer.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But
I think that
go ahead.
I think that they should stand up for what they believe. But like we cannot take our political direction from sports fans.
Absolutely.
It's not from sports fans. It's from athletes.
Absolutely. I do think that whether I agree with
them
or not.
Thanks for bringing attention. That's all.
Yeah, certainly. Thanks for paying attention. And I also think that they have as much right as anyone else to espouse their views. I think they also have a little bit of responsibility because they have such a large audience to do some.
Agreed.
You know, do some research before they run their mouth like fucking LeBron James, who has had good takes on human rights before in the U.S. I think some of his comments on police brutality were smart and intelligent, and I got mad when people were telling him to shut up and dribble like on Fox News and stuff. But I think if you want, he has the right to say it, but I also have the right to call him an idiot for basically taking the knee to China. So I don't know. I'm not going to tell him to shut up, but I would like him to do a little research. But as a result of that, basically, Beijing has blocked a bunch of games in China. They blocked because he's on Arsenal. There was Arsenal, maybe Man City. I forget who they were playing, but they're playing someone and they blacked out the game in China. So basically a repeat of the NBA, but just like the NBA, I assume after a couple weeks they'll unblock it because that's all they have to give their people is like rudimentary forms of entertainment, so they don't lose their minds in the black hellhole that is China. But we'll see. Just two more things I wanted to talk about. Old Pete Buttigieg released his donors. So there's 113 people at least on the list, and includes everyone who gave him at least $25,000. Basically, lots of Wall Street execs and Democratic fundraisers, private equity companies and consulting firms, including his former firm McKinsey, who. They've basically okayed him to talk about his former contracts because he was refusing to talk about it because apparently he signed an NDA, but he was being real fishy about that, and they do a lot of shady stuff at that firm. So he's I think old Pete's in it pretty deep right now, and he's also now starting to open up his fundraisers to the press because he was refusing to do that before, and now basically everyone's like, yeah, Wall Street Pete. Like, I saw him walking to an event and people were just screaming Wall Street Pete at him. So I think he's kind of been exposed. I think he's probably going to see his numbers keep going down now. He's trying to be white Obama, and he kind of failed. The last thing I had to talk about, there was a pro-Beijing protest in Hong Kong. It was supposedly to stop violence. There's about 1,000 people that went, which shows you how many people support Beijing still, as millions of people march for freedom and democracy and the five demands. You have 1,000 people marching for police, basically, and pro-Beijingers. But during the protest against violence, some of those protesters actually, in fact, were a little violent and threatening towards some reporters. They surrounded at least one reporter, and the police had to get involved and pull the reporter away to prevent any violence at the anti-violence rally. Yeah, and also, oh, by the way, I didn't hear from any of these anti-violence people at this protest, but there was a police officer today that maced a 6-year-old boy. I didn't hear them talk about any of that violence or any of the police brutality, but what do you expect from a bunch of cucked Beijingers, pro-Beijingers? That's sad, but it's a very exemplary tale of what's happening in Hong Kong right now. But that's all I got, bud. You got anything else you want to say?
Nope.
All right. Well, that's not the happiest note to go out on, but it is what it is. This was a...
You want to say something happy? Yep. Election time soon. It's exciting. This Woo. Is like the best time of... Oh, man, we wait years for this. Well, we're lucky that we had an election just over 1 year ago, so we're in a good season right now. After this, we're not going to have an election for until 2020, so I guess...
2022.
October, November. Yeah, November of 2022, so... What is that? 2022. Yeah, so not 2 years. It's okay.
Yeah, we'll have two big ones next year. Oh, yeah. So.
More than 2 years. November of 2022. Disappointing. Yeah.
So...
Yeah. Anyways,
in 3 years, but
election time soon.
We have two next year, so, and they're big ones. Get excited! Make sure you guys get out there to vote. We'll be out there with you. I won't actually be out there voting with you in Taiwan, and definitely won't be out there voting with you in the United States.
But we can cover the polls.
Oh, I'm gonna mail in the U.S. But yeah, we'll definitely be on it. We'll be covering it. Stay in touch with us, guys. Make sure to like, share, comment, subscribe, rate, review. We'll be here. We'll be talking to you. Bye-bye.